special SearchSecurity.com Intrusion Defense School podcast, sponsored by Symantec. I'm Eric Parizo, and it's great to have you with us. In this podcast, we are going to engage in some more or less focusing on the state of web browser security and the impact that Windows Vista will have on preventing browser-based threats. Joining me today is Peter Gregory. Peter is the author of more than a dozen books on security and technology, including Solaris Security, CISSP for Dummies, and most recently, Securing the Vista Environment. He is a security specialist for a financial services firm in Redmond, Washington. Thanks for being here with us, Peter.
Thank you, Eric.
Peter, to set the stage, we're going to be talking about the security-related aspects of IE7 and Firefox and the effect that the new Windows Vista operating system may have on browser security. So let me go over how this works. I'll read a statement about browser security, and you'll tell me if that statement should be answered with the words more or with the word less, and then explain why. So let's get started with the first one. IE7 protected mode provides more protection or less protection than older versions of Internet Explorer?
More. Protected mode is available only on Vista and is the default in all but the trusted zone. In protected mode, IE runs with low writes at a low privilege, even if the user is an administrator. Add-ins to IE such as ActiveX controls and toolbars run within the IE process, so these run with low writes as well. This means that ActiveX controls, toolbars, and other helper objects are severely limited in what they can do. Almost all of the file system and registry are off-limits, reducing the capabilities of any malware that was able to penetrate all other defenses. But Microsoft provided some compatibility features that allow some add-ins to run at higher levels of privilege. These features are implemented with shims that redirect access to the file system and registry so that they can function properly. My concern is that these compatibility features will be exploited by future versions of malware that will find a way to fool IE into performing functions at those higher levels of privilege, thereby permitting the malware to steal data or initiate malicious processes within the user system. So I think protected mode's a good approach, and it offers some additional protection that may make it more difficult for malware to gain a beachhead on a user system. There is an analogy between protected mode and JavaScript sandboxes. As you know, JavaScript scripts run in a sandbox that prevents their access to file system and the registry. This is how JavaScript works and has always worked. It sure looks to me like protected mode is Microsoft's answer to the JavaScript sandbox, a way to restrict what an ActiveX control is permitted to do. This is a new concept. Prior to this, ActiveX controls had unrestricted access to the system upon which it was running. That in itself was a primary reason why I don't use IE on a daily basis.
All right, Peter, here's the next statement. IE7 running on Windows XP is more secure or less secure than IE7 running on Windows Vista?
Less. IE7 is not as secure on XP as it is on Vista. On XP, IE7 does not have protected mode. Instead, all ActiveX controls and other objects run at the same level as the IE process itself, which I believe runs at the same level as the user, which is usually an administrator. The terms of IE's other security features, phishing filter, pop-up blocker, control over cookies, IE is about the same for XP and Vista. Vista has two other security features that improve on security. Mandatory integrity control, a model in which data can be configured to prevent lower integrity applications from accessing it, and something else called user interface privilege isolation, which blocks lower security processes from accessing higher security processes. This can help prevent a shatter attack where, for instance, one process tries to elevate its privileges by injecting code into another process using Windows messages.
Okay, here's statement number three. When combining Vista's user account control features and the security features of IE7, is it more or less likely that users will be victimized by malware?
It's less likely. Well, sort of. UAC indirectly improves the big picture of IE7 security. Here's an example. A user visits a website, downloads a program, and installs it. What the user doesn't know is that the program has Trojan horse code that performs a number of functions, including turning off antivirus, the firewall, and installs a web proxy that tries to intercept port 443 traffic in order to steal credentials. When a user runs the program, UAC blocks all of the malicious activities I just mentioned, or at least UAC drops a pop-up window onto the screen warning the user for each of these things. Unless the user just clicks through all of the UAC warnings, the UAC will block those activities.
Peter, to play devil's advocate with you for a moment, despite Vista's new features, it's still a new operating system. And in the past, each new Microsoft OS has still proven to have dozens of weak points, while XP has been hardened in the field over the course of many years. Isn't it fair to say that sticking with XP to prevent web-based malware attacks isn't necessarily a bad move either?
Many organizations are sticking with XP for just this reason. It's very stable and familiar to both IT shops and end users. Why should IT shops and end users move out of their comfort zone to an OS with known compatibility issues, unknown risks, and changes in the UI that will increase the number of tech support calls? If it were up to me, I'd wait a while. Unless you're an early adopter or enjoy life on the bleeding edge, I'd let other organizations go to Vista early and build up that knowledge base on any stability issues, and then jump in when the risks are more manageable and the outcomes more certain.
We're halfway there, Peter. Here's the next statement. Is there more of a need or less of a need to continue using third-party antivirus on Vista?
I'd have to say less, but there's still a need. Microsoft has said that Windows Defender, User Account Control, IE7's Protected Mode, and other features reduce or eliminate the need for third-party antivirus. This is also demonstrated by the stance that Microsoft was taking with the antivirus vendors in 2006 prior to Vista's release, when Microsoft was hesitant to give them access to the Vista kernel for antivirus protection. It is true that Vista and IE have more anti-malware features that provide a more robust defense in depth than has ever been available before. But the protection afforded today, while better than it has been, doesn't eliminate the need for third-party anti-malware protection. The best defense is a defense in depth, where layers of protection defend your system against a wide variety of threats. While Vista has some much-needed security features, many things about Vista are new and largely untested. Most of us in the security community believe that there are security weaknesses in Vista that are yet to be discovered. A few have been found already, and I'm sure there's going to be more.
Moving on to the next statement now. When running on Windows Vista, Firefox is more secure or less secure?
It's more secure. Vista's user account control and the overall improved robustness of Vista improves Firefox's security and, in fact, the security of pretty much anything you run under Vista. They say that a rising tide lifts all programs. Without stepping right in the middle of the IE versus Firefox religious debate, I will say that I like Firefox better than IE, partly because it's a little more secure and partly because of its features and architecture.
Okay, Peter, here's the last one, and the one we've all been waiting for. IE7 on Vista is more secure or less secure than Firefox on Vista?
It's less secure, but not by much. Partly, Firefox is more secure because it isn't Microsoft. I don't mean this in an ideological sense, but rather because IE permits more of Windows' features to shine through. But this also increases the so-called attack surface. Remember, every feature is another potential weakness that can be exploited by patient, creative, and resourceful hackers that have greater incentives than ever before. Using Firefox, or another non-Microsoft browser such as Opera or Netcaptor, also provides a slightly improved defense in depth through species diversity. Windows and IE share some of the same code and more potential weaknesses in common. But with Firefox or some other browser, a weakness in one layer doesn't automatically mean a weakness in all layers. It's a little bit like using a deadbolt made by one company and a padlock made by another company to secure the same door. If both were made by one company and some common weakness was found, someone might be able to exploit both and get through the door. And so it is with IE running under Windows, in my opinion.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Security expert and author Peter Gregory, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Eric.
For more materials in our Intrusion Defense School, visit searchsecurity.com/intrusiondefenseschool. You can also listen to more of our podcasts on our podcast page at searchsecurity.com/podcast. Special thanks once again to our sponsor, Symantec, and thanks to you for joining us. I'm Eric Parazo. Stay safe out there.